Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine are continuing their three-day Rust Belt bus tour through Pennsylvania and Ohio. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, their focus is on manufacturing.
Clinton and Kaine are visiting advanced manufacturing facilities, trying to put a focus on bright spots in the U.S. economy. As they describe it, they're offering optimism, while Republican Donald Trump is focused on all that's wrong with America. This is how Clinton put it last night at an outdoor rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is a moment of reckoning for our country. This is one of the most important election choices that you will ever make in your life.
The tour continues through Sunday with multiple stops in Pennsylvania and Ohio. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Harrisburg.
And later tonight, they're scheduled to visit Youngstown. The reach of hacks to Democratic organizations is growing. Hillary Clinton's campaign has confirmed that a program it uses was accessed on a recent hack of the Democratic National Committee. The data program is maintained by the DNC, and it's used for voter analysis, but it doesn't include Social Security or credit card numbers. Hackers had access to the server for about 5 days. Earlier, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee confirmed it, too, was hacked. Republican Donald Trump has no scheduled campaign events this weekend, but Friday he took to the stage of Colorado, whose a high immigrant population makes the Trump candidacy there a tough sell. Supporters turned out, though, with a chant that emerged during the GOP convention. And here Sarah McCammon has more.
At Donald Trump rallies, calls to lock her up, directed at Hillary Clinton, have become increasingly commonplace. Usually Trump tells the crowd,
let's just beat her on November 8th.
But Friday in Colorado Springs, Trump told a packed crowd,
I'm starting to agree with you, I'll tell you.
Trump added,
I don't have to be so nice anymore. I'm taking the gloves off, right?
The real estate developer made two stops in Colorado, a key swing state in the general election where polling suggests Democrats have a slight edge. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Denver.
In Texas, a hot air balloon with 16 people on board has crashed near Lockhart, south of Austin. Authorities say no one survived. The Federal Aviation Administration says it caught fire before crashing into a pasture this morning. The Caldwell County Sheriff's Office says it's still trying to determine the victims' identities. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating. A wildfire near Big Sur, California, has grown to 52 square miles. Fire officials say it's destroyed 57 houses. One person died in the fire, a bulldozer operator working the fire line. More than 5,000 firefighters are battling the blaze, which started a week ago. Officials say it's concentrated in forested ridges and many patches of the fire in areas that are too steep to be reached. This is NPR. Russia is still trying to qualify as many athletes as possible for the Olympic Games, despite a sports doping scandal. And here's Corey Flintoff reports that the entire Russian weightlifting squad has been banned from Rio.
The International Weightlifting Federation calls the extent of Russian doping extremely shocking. The body that governs the sport says its integrity has, quote, been seriously damaged on multiple times and levels by the Russians. Eight Russian lifters have been disqualified, and their spots are being offered to other countries. Russia's sports minister says that 272 athletes have been cleared to compete in Rio out of an original roster of 387. The Boxing, Golf, and Gymnastic Federations are expected to announce their decisions on Russian athletes soon. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
In Poland, thousands of Catholics have attended a mass led by Pope Francis at the church dedicated to the late Pope John Paul II, as Nicholson reports.
On the fourth day of his trip to Poland for an international gathering of Catholic youth, the Pope addressed some 2,000 Polish bishops and priests. He called upon them to actively go out and tend to those in need. He said that the clergy should live simpler lives and shun worldly ambitions. The mass in Krakow comes a day after Francis prayed silently at the former Nazi German death camp of Auschwitz. The 79-year-old pontiff is also attending a youth prayer vigil outside Krakow. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
And I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.